Calvin, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson opened up their fourth at bridge service, they advertised for personable young men who play bridge. Among those who answered the ad was Michael DeVere, young, handsome soldier of fortune who, unknown to the partners, can shuffle cards as he likes. This episode takes place about 10 o'clock the first night of the business in three scenes. The fourth at bridge office, Michael's hotel room, and then to the Ace's bungalow. But first to the office. Marge is at her desk as Mr. Jackson enters from the card room. Listen.
Where's the pen? 10 o'clock.
Yes, Mr. Jackson. 10 o'clock, and all's not well, to put it mildly.
Yes, quite, sir. I'll give
it to me. I suppose you're going to suggest we call it a day. A very bad day, in fact, to say nothing of a very dull evening.
After all, my dear woman, we can't expect miracles, after all.
Yes, I know. The business is young. It takes time for the idea to catch on.
Quite.
Yes, I've been saying that to myself ever since 7 o'clock, sitting here reading our ads in the newspapers, wondering if anybody ever reads theirs, and on the whole, becoming more and more discouraged by the hour.
Oh, now, come, old girl. Just pop a lip and all that, you know.
Well, you'd think we'd have one phone call, even if it was only somebody asking for details, but not a call.
My dear woman, we've only been open for business one day. Besides, there was a call that Mrs. Ace very nicely managed to let get away from her.
Yes, there was that call.
Of course, there'll be calls by the hundreds in a day or so. Don't sit down, half of those girls, chin up.
Oh, my chin's up. I'm only wondering if I didn't lead with it when I opened this office. How's the troop behaving in there?
Beg your pardon?
Your bridge gigolo. How are they taking it? Have there been any signs of mutiny?
Oh, no. They're bearing up quite well in this circumstances. Using themselves, playing bridge with very small stakes. One or two seem a little bit disturbed if there hadn't been any call. But on the whole...
Disturbed? Is that all?
Well, I don't allow them to think very much about it. I handle it rather cleverly, if I do say so myself. Indeed, when I see them getting a little uneasy, I skip up another big problem and keep them occupied for the time being.
Well, I hope you don't run out of big problems to whip up.
Oh, I shan't.
Well, I suppose we might as well close up here. There haven't been any calls until now. I don't suppose there'll be any starting a bridge game this late. Better let them go home and tell them we expect better things tomorrow.
As a matter of fact, that's what I came to ask you. I wonder if you'd come in and say those two words to them.
I can't make any speeches.
Oh, it's not a speech, Miss Hale. Just a few words of encouragement. I'm sure that just seeing a new face will cheer them up no end. After all, there's not much incentive in looking at this florid countenance of mine. that's more like yourself, Miss Hale. I'm sure you'd be quite an inspiration to the boys. Besides, they'd be delighted to meet you. They haven't had the pleasure of it.
Oh, but that's your department, not mine. I don't know what to say to them.
Oh, Dumpster, cannot the South Fellow do a drive rock to dinner?
Oh, I think that's a perfect speech. He's all human.
Oh, no. I want to meet you. Come on, now.
Well, it's against my better judgment. But if you insist...
Right, you are. Just what they need. All right, gentlemen, out of seat. Attention, please. Mr. Mayor, would you mind looking this way?
What is it? Somebody finally call up?
No, I'm sorry to report there's been no calls as yet.
Kind of late for anybody to start a big game now, isn't it?
Quite right, Mr. Henderson. I appreciate that fact. As I told you before, the business is new and the idea is novel. It takes time to build a clear story. But that's aside from the point. Gentlemen, I want to present my senior partner, Miss Hale.
Good evening,
gentlemen. Well, I always
this is Mr. Henderson, Miss Hale.
How do you do?
Mr. Henderson?
This is Mr. Black.
Mr. Black.
And this is Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
How do you do, Mr. Mayor?
And this is Mr. Zell.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've met Mr. Zell.
Yes, we've met. And in rapid succession, Mr. Stanley, Mr. Frederick, Mr. Jenkins.
How do you do, gentlemen?
Gentlemen, I would like Miss Hale here to say a few words to you before dismissing you for the day. She realizes that this passing is a bit ready to carry the ball for Crawford Bridge Incorporated. She comes with fresh winds for your play. I give you Miss Hale.
Mr. Jackson has a gentleman of men. But the idea is still there. And I won't be too windy because, well, to tell you the truth, I never made a speech before in my life. I only want to say that we really do expect big things of this business. And please don't judge it by this very dull day. Our advertisements have only been in the papers one day. Our radio advertising starts tomorrow. But I'm sure that once we get going, we'll have more customers than we can handle. In fact, I have a hunch that by this time tomorrow night, you'll all be playing bridge in various homes in the city. Well, that's about all, I guess. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Good night.
Good night,
Mr. Hale. Good night. See you tomorrow, Mr. Mayor.
I am the Henderson,
Mr.
Hale.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Mayor.
Of course, I am sorry. Good night, Mr. Mayor.
Going my way, Ray?
Good enough. Nice going, Mr. Hale.
Oh, Mr. DeVere.
I liked your little catch-up.
Oh, did you? Thank you.
It's rather late. Would you want me to see you home?
No, thanks. I'll just grab a taxi.
Oh, you don't live downtown,
do you? Oh, no. I live with Mr. and Mrs. A. It's quite a way out.
Oh, I see.
Here, I'll do it.
Well,
we'll see you tomorrow, won't we, Mr. DeVere?
Of course. What made you ask that?
Oh, well, I don't know. Of course we'll see you tomorrow.
Of course. Good night.
Good night, Mr. DeVere.
Well, I've locked up the office, Mr. DeVere. Good night, Professor. Good night, Mr. DeVere. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't call me Professor. He's calling me Professor all evening. I won't let him.
Well, how's it this day?
DeVere, very lucky.
Lucky?
Yes, holds more cases than kings than any man I ever saw. I only hope it keeps up with his head about the fire.
Well, I hope so. I'll get my coat. How was my speech?
Oh, send it to Sandy. It's sent to drop from the boy's business. Mike, where was you? I was beginning to worry about you.
Worry about me? Oh, come on, Joe. You don't mean that.
Well, I saw him as a rule. I know you can always take care of yourself, Mike, but where do you think it's 4 o'clock?
Well, it's a long story, Joe. In a word, I'm a gigolo.
A gigolo? You?
That's it. A bridge gigolo.
I don't get it. What's the racket?
Well, strangely enough, it isn't a racket. It's on the level. That ad you ran across this afternoon was legitimate.
Well, is there any call in it?
I don't know.
You don't know? You've been there all day just now, and you don't know? Hey, Mike, you ain't sick, are you?
No, I'm quite well. Here's the idea, Joe. This company supplies bridge players for people looking for a forfeit bridge. The fee is $5 an evening. I get half.
$2.50 for a whole night's work?
But that isn't all. The money I win playing in that bridge game, I split with the professor.
Who's the professor?
A fellow named Jackson, bridge pro. Plays bridge by book. I played with him. It's a funny thing, Joe. With all the knowledge and rules and fine points those books have taught men like Jackson, they still have no defense against agents and schemes.
I bet you got plenty of breath.
Oh, it's like taking the proverbial candy, Joe.
A pushover. How much did you win?
Oh, I didn't play the money.
You didn't play the... And you lost it.
No, I'm not. I'm a little bewildered, but...
Now, let me get you straight, Mike. You say you get half of what you win at these here bridge games they send you out there?
That's the idea, Joe.
Well, that's a sense we're sitting pretty well on our own in our time.
Looks like it, doesn't it, Joe?
Sure, all we need to start is just enough to get out of this town. Once we get going, we'll be back in a big go again.
What's your hurry, Joe?
Hurry? Hey, you don't want to hang around this forsaken town, do you? Only this morning you were saying you'd give anything in the back of Paris, you said.
That was this morning.
Yeah, this morning.
Joseph? We might learn to like you.
Oh, Mike, you're kidding. You don't mean...
I'm tired, Joe. You're not.
No, I just don't want to talk. But gee, Mike, the way you said this morning...
I know, Joe, but tonight I... I'm going to turn in, Joe.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't like that look.
Relax, Joe.
I've seen that look too often. I've seen it in London. You had it once down in Italy. The last time you had it was in Honolulu.
Joe, you're too wise to get on good.
Okay, Mike, if you don't want to talk about it, but watch your step. You know we always wind up hopping a boat or something when you start looking like that.
Is that you, Mark?
Yes, are you still up?
Yeah, we're up. I've been sitting here worrying about the business. What happened?
Nothing.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Nothing? You mean nobody else called?
Nobody called. Oh, you mean nobody else other than that card you have it? Nope, nobody else.
Well, Marge,
I'll... If anybody says to me the business is young and it takes time for the idea to catch on, I'm going to throttle it with my bare hands.
Well, it's behind me. I can't understand how nobody calls up.
Surely there's somebody in town that can't find a force to bring it.
Of course there is, Jane.
But it takes time. People have to get used to the idea of calling up a force.
Oh, Marge, looks like you're in for a little suicide to begin throttling now.
Well, it's a hangover from a teacher's disease.
Steve, you may... What kind of a tea?
Oh, Mr. Jackson insisted that I say a few words to his bridge players before detaining them for the night. Cheer them up and all that.
Oh, I think this didn't go over.
Well, poor fellows had to like it. Coming from the boss, what could they do?
You made a speech in front of all of them?
I did.
Well, how did he like it?
Jackson? Oh, fine.
No, I mean Michael.
Michael? Well, what makes you ask that?
Well, he's the handsomest fellow I think I ever saw.
Oh, really? Well, how would you like to know the handsomest fellow you ever saw? I asked if he could see me home.
See,
who is this, Michael? That's all I've been hearing all
day. Well, where is he? Why didn't you bring him in with you?
Bring him in with me? Well, he didn't bring me home.
John, Marge is just
saying that he asked if he could see me home. I told him no.
You told him no? Johnny, hard to get, huh?
What?
I know. Familiarity breeds a camp.
A camp?
Yes, what is that? Oh,
you know what?
Come on.
Well, Michael DeVere seems to be making quite an impression. And the Forfeit Bridge business really gets going when next you meet the EVH.